Summers in Indiana are going to get hotter, and those high heat days are especially dangerous for farm workers and other people who work outside. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, right now, there are few laws to protect Indiana farm workers from extreme heat.
More than 100 farm workers file into the basement of a former church in Odin at the end of a long day of picking watermelons. It's still about 90 degrees outside and feels even hotter. Once the workers get settled, Miriam Sonderberg of the nonprofit Proteus starts a training on heat and pesticides in Spanish.
Entonces, a ver, quiero un voluntario.
She asks for a volunteer to lay down on the floor, like someone who's just passed out from the heat. She asks another what they would do. He starts to fan his friend. Sonderberg suggests bringing him water, and once he can sit up, asking him some questions to make sure he's okay. She asks, what day is it?
¿Qué día es hoy?
It's Wednesday, he says, and then falls back, pretending to faint. Sonderberg tells workers they need to drink water, take breaks, wear loose-fitting clothing, and watch out for each other. Sounds easy, right? But some farm workers feel like they can't do these things. Leonel Lopez is the president of the Indiana Migrant and Seasonal Farm Worker Coalition.
They believe that drinking more water will make them go to the bathroom more often, and taking more breaks means less hours worked, meaning less hours paid, or even getting in the mindset of the employer, oh, these people are going to take breaks too long, so I'm not going to employ them again next year.
But not taking a break could mean risking your life. There are few laws to protect farm workers in extreme heat, and though Proteus's heat training is free, it isn't mandatory. Agricultural workers are 35 times more likely to die from heat than workers in other industries. In July of 2020, a young man named Jorge collapsed in the heat while detasseling corn. Jesus Rivera of Proteus says he came to Northwest Indiana to work alongside his dad. It was only his second day on the job.
From what I understood, they didn't have a plan in place, meaning that, you know, three go in, three come out. You know, five go in, five come out. And he started getting sick, and he did tell someone that he wasn't feeling good.
But later on, Jorge was nowhere to be found. They sent out a search party, but in the end, they were too late.
Even when the paramedics, you know, he was already, he was already gone.
Roxana Chicas researches how heat affects farm workers. Her team at Emory University found that about half of the farm workers they studied in Florida had body temperatures at or above 100 degrees, essentially a fever.
And oftentimes the symptoms that they report are, you know, muscle pain, nausea, very much the same symptoms that we have when we have a fever.
Chica says some workers are dehydrated so often it does short-term damage to their kidneys. It could even be causing chronic kidney disease, but researchers aren't sure. Right now, California, Washington, and Oregon are the only states that have laws that specifically protect outdoor workers from extreme heat. Indiana doesn't. That's because Indiana's Occupational Safety and Health Administration can't have rules stricter than federal ones, and the federal government only has guidelines right now. OSHA is working on federal heat standards, but Chica says there's no telling when or if those will come out. In the meantime, she says, farm workers continue to die in the heat. Back on the farm, workers toss heavy watermelons to each other, placing them on an old red school bus. A worker listens to music on a small speaker as he goes along the rows. The United States needs farm workers. Without them, we wouldn't eat. We spoke with a man from Guanajuato, Mexico, who asked that we not give his name. He's been coming to Indiana on a visa to pick broccoli and corn. He says it's not easy working in this heat. And if we value that work, we need to start valuing workers' lives. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.